Hi there, Doc. My name is Paul. Thank you for holding. Lulu wanted me to get on the line. I'm the regional pricing director. She's asking for me, of course, to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have and also to apply a very reduced rate for your brand new company. Happy Wednesday. By the way, how's your day going so far?
You're doing pretty good, sir.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map or the PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. Of course, that's where we all go as consumers, and that's the power of this particular listing, especially for you being a brand new business and you haven't been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be a factor here for you. But Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It is simply where we go when we don't know who else to call. And as a young company, you can be the guy who gets the job. You can outcompete a bigger, more established business. As long as you're on that first page, people can call you. Our job is to make sure that you pop up on that first page with a website that people can see so we can talk about your services and even put before and after photos on there. Now, I know you don't currently have a website. Is there do you have photos though? Some of the work that you've been doing, like before and after photos?
Yes, sir. I got
you do. Okay. Good. Yeah. So we would want to use that content, put those photos on that website. That way, when you get those direct phone calls, people will know what to expect, and they will be calling you already knowing that you do exactly what they're looking for, the type of work, the quality of work that they're hoping to get. And that's exactly what's going to happen here, is you will get calls directly to you. People will be typing in landscape installation or, you know, landscaping contractor if they're typing in, you know, lawn maintenance or lawn care, whatever they might type in, your business will pop up. And of course, those calls will come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a fixed flat rate, and it is a month-to-month service, so there are no long-term contracts. Now, Lulu says you're doing both residential and commercial work, which is great. We can get you a steady stream of phone calls coming from both residential and commercial clients, and then you're also servicing about a 60-mile radius. So we can definitely get you those 60 miles. It will include additional content. You'd have to have a paid ad campaign, either Facebook ads or Google paid ads. The local listing that we're filling right now, that's going to get you about 25, maybe 30 miles. So we would want to include those 25 or 30 miles for a local campaign. So without the paid ads, you'd be looking at a fixed flat rate of $249. That $249 would be the exact amount. It's almost 50% off the normal cost of the service. It would bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just the $249. Now, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever. I want to include the website for you, though, at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. Now, you'll know which clients found you from the local map or from individual directories or from your website. Now, both residential and commercial clients will most of the time just pick up the phone and call you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they are located and what they want to have done. When they fill out that contact form, you do get a text message and an email. So, Doc, you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still that fixed flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either, but anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So you say $249 for this month, and how much every month?
So the $249 includes a one-time setup fee of $50. I've reduced that setup fee from $99 down to $50. So every month moving forward after this, it would be $199. So it's just the $249 to get started. Every month after that, it drops all the way down to $199. And that $199 is an exact amount. It's a fixed flat rate. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just a flat monthly rate. And it would be that exact amount. It's a lot easier to budget for than like a lead-based service. I think when she was looking for a website, Lulu found the Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile that she attached here. That's a very different service, of course. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I ain't paying for it, but I do have that service.
Okay, so you have that service, but you've got the leads on pause. So our job is to make sure that you're getting direct phone calls. I think the hardest part about any lead-based service is that it's a shared lead system. You know, you get the same lead that 6 or 8 of your competitors get. So sometimes it's hard even just to get in touch with someone. It seems like you've got your leads paused for a good reason. You know, the only reason that you would pause your leads is you've either got more work than you can take on right now, or you don't like the quality of the leads. Which is it?
I just getting the business started. So I
got
don't
it. So the expense. Yeah, yeah. That lead fee adds up quickly, and especially if you're, you know, not ready for it. You know, their focus is different than ours. Their job is to send and sell you as many leads as you're willing to pay for. Our job, of course, at a fixed flat rate is just to get your phone ringing, just to make sure that people who need your services can find you and call you. It's a lot easier to budget for, but you can pause it too. If you find out you've got more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. It is offered month to month, so of course you can stop at any time too, but as long as you're a happy, satisfied client, our job is just to keep your phone ringing, and of course Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. So especially as a brand new business, that's a powerful thing to have people who, you know, obviously don't already know the name of your company to just find you when they're looking for a guy who can do what you can do, and then they call you directly and hire you for your services. Is that something you would want?
So how do you know my name gonna be so after I do this, that means I can go on Google and put lawn service near me, and mine's going to be the first one to pop up.
Not necessarily the very first one, but you'll be on the first page. I mean, I know that you use Google yourself. You know you're not going to be the only company that pops up on that first page. But the businesses that are on that first page, obviously they get more phone calls, they have more opportunities, they take on more work. They're not on that first page though because they've been doing it longer than you have or have a bigger company or do a better job than you can do. The businesses that are on the first page are only there because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So our job is to create that content, and it's almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, dozens and dozens of other directories, not as well known to the public, but still equally important to Google. All of that content will continue to talk about your services, talk about your service area. That reinforces the fact time and again, reassuring Google that you are in the area providing that service. That's what's going to have you popping up on that first page in that local map where people can pick up the phone and call you. Now, obviously, like I said, you're not going to be the only company on that first page, and ultimately not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you, but the ones that do will be calling you after seeing your website. They'll be calling you directly, calling you specifically, calling you at that point really with the intent to hire you as long as you're available to do the job and have a fair price. So, I mean, it's kind of that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And I'm not saying you're the worst. You could be the best, but until we get you on that playing field, which in this case is that first page of Google. It's nearly impossible to win. Most consumers do not go past that first page. Now, that being said, once you're on that first page, like I said before, you can outcompete and win the job over a bigger, more established business. We just have to get you on that first page where people are looking for your services.
Okay.
So since it is a month-to-month,
after the 249,
it drops down to 199. Yeah.
And that's as cheap as you can go at 199 a month.
Well, it's the lowest rate that I've got for the public. The only thing that I've got in here lower than a 199 is a friends and family rate. I might be able to get that approved. I haven't asked personally myself, but I know that my supervisor's been making that exception for some of the other pricing directors, especially, you know, in the last couple of years because of the pandemic. But, you know, I'm not going to tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school, but I'd be honest with them. You're a brand new company. You started the Angie's or Home Advisor, and, you know, I know you don't have your leads on yet, but you probably paid an annual membership or even just a quarterly membership just to get it started. So if I can get my supervisor to approve the friends and family rate, it would drop your rate down from 199 down to 149. And that would be the rate that starts and the rate that stays. So it would only be exactly the 149 a month moving forward. If I can get my supervisor to approve that, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you, use your tracking system, kind of have us earn your business and prove it to you 1 month at a time?
What is a tracking system?
Oh, you're going to be able to log in 24/7 to what we call your client dashboard. So the reports are pretty easy to understand, but very detailed. And the information updates in very near real time. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of all the different keywords and search phrases people have searched for and found you on that first page for. You'll know, like I said, which clients found you from the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, you know, some people don't ever use the tracking system. They just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you hear about me? They say, oh, I found your website on Google, and then they know the service is working. But you do have that tracking system to see exactly how effectively that service is working. So, like I said, if I can get that friends and family rate, that 149 approved for you, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you on a month-to-month basis?
And you guarantee that it'll bring a lot of work?
Well, I can do a quick search here, and again, this is only going to be 25, 30 miles since we're not doing the paid ads, but let me do a 25-mile search of 32305. And this is populating, looks like the 6 most popular search phrases for landscaping and lawn maintenance. So it's not a comprehensive search. It's going to give us kind of a conservative estimate here. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Just this quick search that I did for that 25 miles is only generating the 6 most popular ones. You can be found for others. But in this search in the last 30 days, it looks like there was 1,814 searches for those 6 keywords and search phrases. Now, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. You know, sometimes people search more than once. And I'm not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls. The reason I'm bringing it up, and Google's been tracking this for a long time, and it always does fall within the same margin of error. The businesses that are on the first page will see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1,800 searches, 1% is 18, 2% is 36. We can scale that up if we're going to add everything that someone else can type in for those services. If you're getting 25 or 50 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website before they called you, I would think that even a small conversion rate, I mean, that's maybe even as much work as you can take on. You can even pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. I know a lot of your jobs are landscape installs and things like that. Some of it is going to be recurring lawn maintenance work. So that combination is going to have you profitable and allow you to, you know, kind of grow your company, or at least, you know, keep you at the workforce that you've got. Is it just you doing the work? Oh, no, Lulu says you've got three or four helpers.
I have four more.
So you can handle the business once we send it to you. Perfect. And this is going to get your phone ringing for sure, without a doubt. Let me message my supervisor real quick. He's usually pretty fast to respond, but I'm going to tell him that you're a new business, that you signed up for the Angie's, and I'm going to ask him for that friends and family rate.
Well, how did y'all find out I signed up for the Angie's League?
Oh, well, Lulu did a search for your phone number, and it's connected to this phone number.
What's connected to the phone number?
The Angie's profile. You can Google your phone number and you're going to find this listing. That's how Lulu found the listing. She was looking for all the information that she can find for D&B Landscaping, and she found that listing.
Okay. Because
it's an active profile page on the Home Advisor platform. homeadvisor.com/rated/DNB Landscaping, a bunch of numbers in HTML. So you've got an active profile page on Home Advisor, or Home Advisor powered by Angie. Maybe you signed up for the service and then put your leads on pause, but you might have paid an annual or maybe just a quarterly membership to get that going.
Also, Angie, do you have my profile up?
Yeah, your profile is up. Absolutely. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, so how can I go on Angie's League and look at my profile?
Well, if you want, you can find it by typing in D&B Landscaping. It's got you Havana, Florida. It's got you at 98 Logan Jones Road. But it's homeadvisor.com, and I can just text it out to you so you can find it.
Okay.
It's got just landscaping on there. It's got the cities you offer your services for. So yeah, even though you've got your lead shut off, you've got that active profile. I'm going to text it out to you right now.
Okay. Now let me tell you the catch. I did that with Angie Lee. I couldn't get the D&B Landscaping, so the company name is D&C Landscaping.
Okay. So DNC is how you want the business to be branded, not DNB.
That's the name that we had to get, because the other name was taken.
Okay. 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 I gotcha.
Okay. My business phone number is 850-755-8755.
Okay, so the business number, the number that you want your customers to call, is 850-755-8755. But the number that we are speaking on, is this a good number for us to contact you? Not to promote for your business, but for us to contact you, the 850-518-8924?
I mean, you can call me on that number, but it's best to call my business number.
The business number is the best number.
Okay. It's business. That number, that's my personal phone. If I don't notice the number, I probably won't even answer.
All right. So I'll update that then. This would be the contact number, the business number then, 850-755-8755. That will be the business number. And then the other thing that I did notice here, there is a physical address, 98 Logan Jones Road, but you're service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. That's not an address you would want us to promote for your business online, right? It's not a brick-and-mortar showroom or location.
No, but
is that your residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Well, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if that were a shop or an outside office where you do your paperwork, since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want to list that physical address. They don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do. So you're only going to be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, of course, with the local campaign, your service area radiates out from there about 25 miles in any direction. Doc, I never did get your last name.
McGriff.
You said Negril, N-E-G-R-I-L?
Negril. No,
oh.
They spelled that wrong. M-C-G-R-I-L-L.
Okay. Gotcha. And then, Mr. McGrill, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
I use dotmcgrill3@gmail.com.
Okay, so first name, last name at gmail.com. Now, of course, the email address is not going to appear online. It's just for us to use to contact you regarding your account, and it will be attached, though not physically seen, it will be attached to the contact form. Like I said, most people will call you directly. If they fill out the contact form, you will get a text message as well as an email. Now, you said it was docmcgrill3@gmail.com?
McGrill. They spell it
right.
Wrong.
And and Doc is D-O-C-K, right?
Uh-huh.
So docmcgrill3@gmail.com.
McGrill.
Oh, McGriff.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then when we contact you, we use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information that we want to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information, we're going to email it out to you. Mr. McGriff, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
I mean, yeah, you can use phone, text. Email, yeah.
Or email. Gotcha. Good. Good, because, you know, there's going to be a little bit of redundancy built into it. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text, that type of thing. And then, are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Like 7 to 7, or?
Yeah, about six to eight.
6 to 8. Okay, even better. Oh, hang on one second. I did hear my chime go off here, so I know my supervisor has responded to my request. Let me pull that up real quick. So it says, Paul, in this case, for this very young company that even signed up for Angie Leads, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request for that friends and family rate of $149. It says, I'm looking forward to getting your business up and going and thriving in a digital age, continuing to get phone calls from people needing his services and looking online. It actually says, Paul, it's about time that you do a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny, and I guess it's also pretty true. I mean, the new business rate, Mr. McGriff, is already putting us below our operating costs, meaning that we are going to spend in that first month more than $199 to build out your website, to create the almost 70 different directories, to get you on that first page. Of course, we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our cost. So, I mean, it is going to be, we know you're going to use the service long term, and that's what's going to work out for everyone involved here. So the $149, then, that drops the first month. It would have been $249 with the $50 setup fee. It's still that $50 setup fee, but the first month and every month after that is just $149. So you'd be looking at a flat rate of $199 to get started. Every month after that, it's going to be $149. Like I said, the website's going to be included, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you so we can use photos that you already have. And as we send more jobs to you, you can take more photos and we can add those to the website. There's never going to be an additional cost for that. Okay?
So would I have access to the website?
You do, through your client dashboard. I mean, of course, the client dashboard is there for you to track your success, but you can also upload photos and request content changes for the website directly through your client dashboard.
Okay.
You can, of course, email them to us as well, and we can implement those changes. But we do want you to be active. I mean, the more actively involved you are, like I said, some people don't use their tracking system at all, but some people go on there even more than once a day. So there's a lot that you can do with that tracking system. Of course, you can track your success. You can upload photos for your website. You can request content changes. You can print out invoices for tax purposes, update billing information. So it's a very useful tool. And, you know, it's a dedicated website. You'll also have, a downloadable app on your phone that you can use for your tracking system as well.
Okay.
All right. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's where we talk to you about not just the hours of operation you want to be listed for, but things like the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business? If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Mr. McGriff, if you've already got a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. And the other thing that I'll do now, and it's required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you do know, of course, that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've reduced both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, that with my supervisor's approval, it's officially the $149 friends and family rate, and that we're also including the website for you. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. I am required to read this to you before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then, Doc, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. Mr. McGriff, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Doc. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
DNC Landscaping? DNC Lawn Service.
Okay, so you want it as DNC Lawn Service, okay? And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
I'm Doc McGriff. I'm the owner of the DNC Lawn Service.
Lawn Service, okay. And then, Mr. McGriff, as the owner of DNC Lawn Service, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Doc, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, it is your account. Mr. McGriff, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Doc, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. Sure.
Wonderful. Yeah, and as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware that you've kind of got the Angie on pause right now. You may never need to pay for those leads, and that would be great for you. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll create for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already creating for you. We also need to make sure that your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate and consistent. Mr. McGriff, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir. So you think that Angie would be a waste of time?
Well, you know, I don't know that it would be specifically for you. You might try it out a little bit, but I've been doing this long enough and having spoken with enough business owners to hear from them firsthand many, many times that, you know, it's a shared lead system. You would pay for the same lead that your competitors get. Sometimes you're dealing with someone who's, you know, just looking for an estimate. Sometimes they send you leads that are too far away or even for jobs that you don't do. So, I mean, it's just a different focus. I mean, their job is, like I said, to charge you for leads. And whether you get the job, someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you still pay for that lead. So I would say as a small company and, you know, very new in business, you might want to keep those leads paused. You've already got them paused. You haven't started paying for leads yet. I might say keep those leads paused. But, you know, our job is to get your phone ringing. And if you're getting enough work out of our service, you might not need that service at all. But, you know, like I said, I have heard some success stories. Some people do like that lead service, but not everyone does. It's usually the bigger, more established businesses that have a little bit deeper pockets for budget, and they can kind of weather the storm because those lead fees will add up quickly. You know, sometimes the job doesn't come right away, but the leads and the lead fee that you pay, that does come right away. So for sure, for a young company, if your budget's, you know, a little bit lean for advertising, you want to be very, very careful with the paying for those leads, okay? So, you know, like I said, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We will, of course, create the website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that your information continues to be accurate and, of course, with the branding of DNC Lawn Service, okay, as the business name. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, and then with the additional reduction in the cost that my supervisor is allowing me to apply, of course, with the website included, this next part does read as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 22nd of June, in the very, very discounted rate of exactly $199. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month at the further reduced rate of just $149. That is our officially friends and family rate that my supervisor approved here. Now, that $149 is an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. It is also a fixed flat rate, so it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Doc, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Mr. McGriff, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost, okay? Now, our services are offered at will, no long-term contracts, which of course means if after that second payment you find you do have more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, or if you need to pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. And of course, you may absolutely discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. McGriff, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Doc, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Well, if I get too much work, I can call y'all and
correct. Yeah, you can put it on pause. Of course, everything is paused at that point. We pause the billing, and you know, you are a young company. You might get some big jobs and recurring work and things like that. If you get more work than you can take on, you can give us a call and we'll pause the service for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification, and then Mr. McGriff, that first payment, Doc, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Master.
Master. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
My name,
Doc McGriff, no middle initial then, okay. And then you said it was a MasterCard, Doc. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5178-0068-4431-7471.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/30/24.
Okay, 11/24, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
191.
Okay, so I've got 191 on the back of the card, and November or 11 of 2024 for the expiration date. Now, there's just a little bit of background noise here.
It got November the 30th, 2024.
And November 30th, 2024. Right, okay. And then the card itself, was it 5178-0068-4431-7471?
Yes.
Okay. And does that bill at the home address, the 98 Logan Jones Road in Havana, 32333?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, Doc, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and that email does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, hold on. Is it going to give me a receipt, a bill?
Yes. You're also going to get the invoice. That's what I was going to say as well. You're going to receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Just let me know when you've got that pen.
Okay, I got a pen.
Okay. So, Doc, that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And then you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Doc, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. Like I said, you'll also receive that first month's invoice as a separate email. Now, on the invoice email, there will be a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But Mr. McGriff, when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, it looks like the first available will be at 1 o'clock. There's also a 4 o'clock and a 6 o'clock. Which of those today would work best for you to receive that 25, 30-minute phone call? Keep in mind you don't have to be in front of a computer. I've got 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 6 o'clock.
Okay, I'd take 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, okay.
On my business phone, not on this phone.
Exactly, and I'm just going to clarify, that's 850-755-8755. So we'll call that number at, well, it'll be, you know, it's scheduled from 1 until 2. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time, so the call itself might get to you a few minutes after 1, and again, get you off the phone within about a half an hour from that point. At noon, you're going to receive a reminder email through our automated system. It's going to say that call is scheduled for the 1 o'clock hour, and then I'm also sending you in a second here a calendar invite to the email address that we have on file. That's going to say local/CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It's really more for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Many do, and there's no problem if you do. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out by now?
Yeah, I got the local splash with the bill on it. With the bill,
okay. Yeah, the invoice at the bottom of the email. In the body of the email, it says, "Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms." If you click on the blue "click here," that is hyperlinked to where the text message automatically goes, which is Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll provide, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that.
Okay. So we are going to, of course, optimize your Google listing. We'll also optimize the Bing listing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people using Bing, but it's still a sizable piece of the pie we want you to have. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, in fact, like I said, almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is your website. Of course, we'll create that for you as well. I don't want to walk you through all of it, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there is a small box that says, "I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card." We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below the line, the one that has the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears, so it is case sensitive, of course, with appropriate spacing. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. Once you've got Doc McGriff in that box, click the box below it that says confirm signature. Now that's going to do a few things actually. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, it's that $149, that we're including the website for you, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are in fact an active business in the local area, and it does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, Mr. McGriff, you're going to know that you are successful in doing that when it does ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
That's where I'm at now.
Okay. Gotcha. So you don't have to actually log in right now or put in the username and password. The reason that you're seeing that, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the actual dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. The automated system thinks you're trying to log in right now, so it's asking you for that information. I think if you were able to put in a username and password right now, it would just give you an error message because your client dashboard is not active. Your tracking system isn't activated yet. We're going to get that up and going with the information we get from you in that follow-up call later on today. I can give you, though, the username. Now, the username is your personal phone number. The number that we called on generated that username. So it is area code included, no dashes, no spaces, parentheses. It's just for the username. I haven't even put this anywhere as a contact number. I've only got the business number for us to contact you. But your username is 850-518-8924. Now, in the next day or so, once your client dashboard is activated, you'll officially get by text and email the username and the default password. You can change the password once you log in, but you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be one of our technicians giving you that follow-up call a little bit later on. Right now, that call is scheduled at 1 o'clock. I am sending you that calendar invite as well. It does have your username, your name, and then your phone number on there. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include either your username or your business phone number. That way we can access that and easily forward it out to the right department. But like I said, you're all set and squared away. On my end, I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited that my supervisor allowed me to do that friends and family rate. I know you're going to love the service. We're looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you too, Doc. Real pleasure speaking with you. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right at or shortly after 1 o'clock. But other than that, you take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
So what about my password? I don't have no password, right?
Not yet, yeah. Like I said, we're going to generate that out for you when the client dashboard is activated. If you were trying to log in right now, it would just give you an error message. So once your tracking system is activated, we're going to text and email you out again your username, which you've already got, and then the default password, which you can change once you log in.
Okay, sir.
So all
you
right.
Say, I need the answers. I can count for them.
Well, you know, you've already, I think you paid a membership fee, right? So you can cancel it or you can just keep your leads paused. That's really up to you. But, I mean, I have spoken to a number of business owners over the years. I've been doing this long enough to remember when, you know, before it was Angie's, it was Home Advisor. Before it was Home Advisor, it was Service Magic. And it's the same company. They just change ownership. They change names here and there. But, you know, I've talked to hundreds of business owners, I'd imagine, over the years. And the overwhelming majority say that, you know, it's a lot of good money going after a lot of bad leads. Some people love it, but, you know, it's maybe, you know, one out of 10 people that love that service, to be honest with you. So you might see some success with it. You might not. I would, at this point, keep your leads paused at the very least, you know, just to kind of allow us to get things going for you and get your phone ringing. And if you've got enough work, yeah, you certainly don't have to pay for leads. That would be the goal.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
All righty, Doc. Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. McGriff. Our client interview technician will be giving you that follow-up call in that 1 o'clock hour. But you take care, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
Okay.
Thank you, Doc. Thanks a lot. Take care.